Good morning. It's good to see so many folk in church, and I'm just not sure what's going to happen this morning. Did I hear a nobody is? Right, so, are there intimations for this morning? You're going to do that, so you just want me to do the... Do you want me to do the setting the place on fire bit first? So I just need to sit down. In fact, I'm completely redundant. I hope they don't cut my wages. Do I have to hand this to anybody? No? I'm at a complete loss. What do I do now?
Welcome to our service of worship this morning, especially if you are a newcomer or visitor. Visitors may wish to sign our visitor's bit. We will be led into a totally new and original activity today by some of our youngest members. Please stay if you can after the service to enjoy mince pies and refreshments. We have our Chris Tingle family at service at tea time on Christmas Eve. And there will also be informal gatherings in church for watch night and on Christmas morning. Remember to bring a present you have received to that one. All times are in the printed intimation sheets.
Now it's time for
Hope, peace, joy and love. And the fourth candle is for love.
Since the children are running the service, let's ask some adults to light the candles. Who's the oldest here?
Magnus.
Very well.
Magnus, you're at to pick four. Any volunteers?
Does that mean you're the oldest, Irene?
Jesus,
you switch it on and then press the button. Just that you've got to remember if the light's quite, you're going to switch it on.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this year's Nativity.
But before we begin, we'd like to play a little game. It's very easy. We'll ask you some questions, and to answer, you either need to stand up or sit down.
If you're not comfortable standing up, then raise your arms and wave instead.
So let's begin. First question, nice and easy. Who has finished all of their Christmas shopping?
Stay seated if you finish. Stand up or wave if you've still got things on your list to buy. Ooh, look at all you smug people sitting down, smiling.
And the nervous ones standing. You've all got a few busy days ahead.
Okay, next question. Who enjoys cooking Christmas dinner? Stand up if you love cooking, and stay seated if it's just another job you have to get done before you can enjoy Christmas.
And who are those who love Brussels sprouts? Stand up and let us see you strange people. Stay seated if you think it shouldn't exist.
Oh, I like Brussels sprouts. Oh.
And one more. Who prefers playing charades on the latest board games? Stand up.
And who prefers sitting on the couch to let dinner settle and watching some good Christmas telly? Stay sitting down.
Look around, we are all different with different tastes and talents, but God makes room for everyone at his table. You can all sit down.
And that's exactly what this activity is about. Lots of different people, animals and angels all in one story. Over the last few weeks, Mr. Grant has been sharing this year's Advent study, Room at a Table. So welcome to this final week of Advent and Room at a Stable.
Before we start, let's sing our first carol, O Come All You Faithful.
Space for us, even when we feel out of place.
Which is perfect, because many of you are about to turn into angels, shepherds, or magi with absolutely no warning.
Leah and Lewis have kindly offered to run the costume department.
They have halos, tea towels, crowns, everything except common sense for trusting us to lead this.
We've narrated this for 3 years now. We're basically professionals.
Some might call us experienced, others might call us unable to escape.
Right, on with the story. A story big enough to make room for us all. First, we need a Mary. We're looking for someone peaceful, calm, and sitting close to the aisle.
Perfect. You look like you've been preparing your whole life for this. Don't panic, no monologue, just gentle standing.
Take your costume on first.
No pictures, by the way.
Now an angel, someone with natural glow.
You. Angel, your line will appear on the screen. Do not be afraid, God is with you.
Mary responds with, "Here I am, I will do what God asks."
And so Mary becomes part of this incredible story, because God always makes room for those who say yes.
Like leaving space at a table for an unexpected guest.
Angel, you can go back to your seat for now. And Mary, come and sit while we sing our next carol. Hark the herald angels sing. Joseph, someone who looks like a pack for a long trip without complaining.
Ben, please.
Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem. Please walk slowly, looking tired and dramatic. Get to walk.
They arrive in Bethlehem, which is full, busier than Tesco on Christmas Eve.
We need three innkeepers. Don't worry, it's nice and easy. Your line is simply, sorry, no room. Can we have Greg, Paul, and Barry? Spread out.
In the aisles. So Greg, you over there. Or Barry over there.
Greg.
Yeah. That's fine. So Mary and Joseph go and see if they can find somewhere to stay.
Sorry, no room.
Greg, can we stay yours?
I'm sorry, there's no room.
Dad? Sorry, no room.
Hey, Ryan, Bethlehem, no room anywhere. Our theme today, room for everyone. Slap clash?
Ah, yes, but finally, a stable is offered. Not much, but it's a place, a beginning.
So Jesus is born. No fancy hospitals, no midwives, no pain relief.
No fancy cot or padded car seat.
But God makes room in the smallest of places for hope to enter the world. Mary and Joseph come sit in our stable while we sit while we sing away in the manger.
Shepherds, anyone who owns a tea towel at home, you're qualified. Please step forward now. Like this. You. Yep, you. Cheese, where's Louise? There you are.
Now, before we choose any Now, before we choose any angels, we want to invite up some very important people.
Our Sunday school closed this year, but for many years it was kept going by wonderful, patient people.
People who taught stories, organised crafts,
cleaned up glitter explosions and survived juice spills in biblical proportions.
If you've ever been a Sunday school in this Sunday school teacher in this church, we invite you to come forward now to be our honorary angels of the Nativity.
Come on up, don't be shy. You survived worse than this.
Look at that, a whole choir of angels. And every one of them has earned their wings. Thank you for the space you made for children in this church. Let's throw a room at the table.
Everyone, let's give our Sunday school angels a big round of applause.
Now, let's add a few more people to this group. If you've ever been a child at Sunday school here, come up and join the angels or the shepherds.
Now, shepherds, your emotional state is surprised, but pretending you're fine.
Angels, your lines on the screen. Glory to God, peace on earth.
Shepherds reply, let's go to Bethlehem. Shall we try this?
Angels.
Glory to God, peace on earth.
Shepherds.
Let's go to Bethlehem.
And so they all go, because there's room for shepherds to do, the ordinary people doing ordinary jobs. Angels, you can return to your seats. Shepherds, come sit in the stable.
Let's sing our next carol. It was my story.
Oh,
Magi. And normally there are three wise men, but this is a more inclusive production.
So we are looking for men and women. Four wise people, wisdom is optional.
Norman, Kath, and two others, please. Good to come up. The Magi bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Come with your presents, please.
Wait, what did the fourth one bring?
Well, I think they wanted to bring some light into the stable, because they brought with them four candles.
Four candles.
Well, you can't have room at table without cutlery. Come and join the stable while we sing our next carol, We Three Kings.
Oh,
And so, we made room in our stable for the Magi, but not everyone in the Nativity came with impressive gifts.
Some people brought gold, some brought frankincense, some brought myrrh, and some brought some accidental fort candles.
And that's okay, because God doesn't say, bring something fancy. God simply says, there's room for you.
Which reminds us of a special part of the story that isn't in the Bible, but has become one of the most loved carols ever.
It's about someone who turns up at the stable. He doesn't have treasures, doesn't have perfume, doesn't have anything the wise people would recognise.
And he's not sure if he fits in. He's not sure there's room for someone like him.
But Mary smiles at him. The shepherds make space. Even the wise people shuffle to the side.
So the boy offers the only gift he has.
Not something expensive, but something from the heart. No, Ryan, that's on Christmas Eve. This boy plays his gift.
And that was enough. More than enough. A reminder that whatever we bring, music, kindness, presents, even fort candles, God makes room for it all. And so, to honour that simple gift, let's sing our next carol, The Little Drummer Boy.
Around, a stable full of unexpected people.
Some volunteered, some are volunteered by us, some still don't know what's going on.
But God makes room at the table for each one of us.
Now please stay where you are. Angels, can you come up and join us too? We're going to take some nice photos of everyone before we sing our next carol.
Thank you. behind someone. I just asked them to share on her Facebook page.
Four candles. Perfect.
Let's sing a joyful carol for our field stable, the Calypso Carol. Hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. Lily is going to read for us.
On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all people, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shrub that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. The Lord, we trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation.
Even when the world is darkest, no one is equal. Don't worry. God is preparing a feast for everyone. Room at a table for each one of us. Aloy will lead us in prayer.
God of love and light, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and for making room at your table for everyone. Thank you that even the smallest, simplest gifts are precious to you. As we celebrate this Christmas and we prepare our own feast and gather with our family and friends, may we remember those who have no place or feel overlooked and make space in our hearts and homes and tables for others. This Christmas, help us to think of someone we can invite to our table, someone who feels alone or a friend we haven't seen in a while, and give us the courage to reach out to them with kindness, hospitality and love. Bless this place, these people and all who come to worship. Help us to carry the joy and generosity of this nativity into our lives and share it with those around us.
Thank you for all joining us today in our stable.
And before singing our final carol, I'd like to invite Mr. Grant to close. I only have a little present for you.
Is this one I have to open before I speak? I'm always worried when I'm in Cairnhill. I think all these years I've talked about Christmas, and I'm not sure where that script came from. I will wear it with pride. It's a bit difficult to put it on now, all of this stuff. I possibly look daft enough dressed as a wise man with four candles. That was a very different service.
Brilliant.
Now, I know there will be complaints at the door that there was no sermon from me. And I apologise for that. But there are sermons available all year round. And if you speak to me for any length of time, you'll get an impromptu sermon, because that's ministers for you. Isn't that right, Janice? But I hope you all have a great Christmas. And thank you very much for a service that was very inclusive, even for those folk who didn't want to be included. And you'll notice that I resisted many temptations this morning. One, to say be very careful with Rob, because it's difficult to get a grip of a head that's as smooth as his. You were just sitting there, I just couldn't resist. I know there'll be lots of terrible jokes and crackers and all the rest, but it's been great to be here. So thank you to the young people who said that they wanted to lead this service. I don't think there was, well, for certain people there was no compulsion. Maybe others felt that they had to join in, but there we go. And I hope you're pleased that you got to play Mary.
I'm glad I dressed up now.
Absolutely.
I just turned up in stuffy
clothes. Well,
maybe fate.
It may be. So, I suppose. There's one more carol. I suppose I should say that we have, and it's already been said, but don't forget the Christingle on Christmas Eve. And if you're still up at midnight, around here for a kind of informal watch night, and then on Christmas morning at 9:30, if you're not busy cooking Brussels sprouts, then and bring a present with you. I do like to see what people get for Christmas.
Can you wear that?
Can I wear that? Now there's a thought. We'll see. So let's sing that carol, and then I'll say words of blessing, and then you get mince pies. Don't forget the mince pies. Thank you very much, and thank you to those who've kind of organised and made PowerPoints and wrote scripts. And yes, you'll all be called before the Kirk session earlier. Let's sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
with the joy, the peace, the hope, the love of Christmas. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and with all whom you love, now and forever.